in a sense, he could say that that God made me this way, but ultimately, Adam is the one that brought the curse upon the earth. In other words, you may have homosexual tendencies because you are a child of Adam, and because you're a child of Adam, you have a sinful nature. And your sinful nature manifests itself in different ways. For one person, it might be adultery. For another person, it might be homosexuality. For another person, it might be greed or covetousness or lying, whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
But we all are children of Adam. And because we're all children of Adam, our sinful nature manifests itself in different ways. However, God doesn't force that guy to go to bed or even compel him to go to bed with another man. That's something that he chooses to do. And the other thing that he chooses to do is reject God. And so that is an act of his volition. God gives him volition, but at the same time, God ordains whatsoever comes to pass.